the makers of Alka-Seltzer, are proud to bring you those two lovable old radio friends of yours, Plum and Abner. I wonder how many of you folks who are listening to Lum and Abner tonight have had a busy day today. Well, you know what to do when you feel tired out, headachy, and a little upset at the end of any day? That's the time to take a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer and see how much better it makes you feel. Listen, Dad, don't you occasionally come home from work feeling physically fagged out and sometimes short-tempered? And you, Mother, when you've had a hard day at home with all the housework, or when the children have been unusually trying, don't you feel tired out, headachy, and pretty much out of sorts? Well, why continue to feel all in and upset when Alka-Seltzer can bring such calm, present relief? Just try it and see how it helps. When you drink a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer, it offers you the relief you want for tired, aching muscles and that dull headache. It also gives you the alkalizer you need to settle that upset stomach due to acid indigestion. Now, what's more, the alkalizer in Alka-Seltzer actually helps speed recovery from the fatigue itself. So be wise, won't you? The next time you feel fagged out and upset, drink a refreshing glass of Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Yes, sir, you just try it and see. Get a package of those analgesic alkalizing tablets from your druggist tonight or tomorrow, sure. And now, we take you to Pine Ridge. Well, when we left our old friends down in Pine Ridge Tuesday, Plum and Abner had just closed a deal with Cedric Weehunt, selling him an interest in the Jotham Down store for $23, the money to be used in buying new merchandise. As we look in on the little community today, Plum is out trying to collect some of their past due accounts, and we find Cedric over at the store talking with Abner. Listen.
All I know is you're supposed to give me a $23 interest in the store here and a due bill for $50.
I've told you 1,000 times, Cedric. You sold that due bill for $35 and that paid you back.
And I'm supposed to be a vice president, too.
Well, you would have been if you hadn't sold your due bill. We had to put out $50 worth of groceries just for that $23 we got from you. You made $12 on the deal.
Yeah, but Liz Bates paid me that. You fellas never.
Well, talk to Lum about it. I explained it every way. Oh, my goodness. Who's that squash gimp carrying in here?
Must have been an accident, Summer.
Run, get a bucket of water quick, Cedric. Well, what's the matter, Squire? What happened?
Order train, Everett. I don't get excited.
Did the fella faint? Bring him right on back here and stretch him out on the counter.
Well, there's nothing wrong, Everett. This is just a clothes dummy that I brought over to sell you.
Who, Mr. Squire?
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me set him up here. It's a clothes dummy to display clothes on.
Well, swan to goodness. Looked like a sure enough human you was carrying in here.
Well, it is an exceptionally fine piece of work. I bought it out of a bankrupt stock of merchandise at the county seat a while back.
Well, I do know. What do you take for it?
Oh, I don't know, Abner. While I haven't got any use for it particularly, it would be just like parting with one of the family to sell it.
Oh, I see. His eyes and mustache just painted on there, ain't they?
Favor somebody that I know, but I can't think who.
Well, tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll make you a price of $15 on him.
Well, we ain't got the money, Squire. I don't believe we can afford him. He has got a friendly face, though. I wish I could think who it is he puts me in mind of.
He's a dressed-up sort of fellow, I'll say that
for him. Hey, it's a suit alone is worth what I'm asking for. It'd be nice to display merchandise on here, Abner.
Oh, for good gracious.
I know that I know who it is. A spitting image of him, too. Mr. Dillbeck, that's who he is.
Mr. Dillbeck.
Yeah, you never did know him, Cedric. He was a cashier in there at the bank at the county seat. I just thought the world and all of him. Awful fine man. I'd dog as if I had the money, I'd buy him, Squaw. We just like having Mr. Dillbeck around. He never did have much to say, neither.
Well, I thought you sold Cedric and Ernest in the store here the other day for some cash, hadn't you?
Oh, well, Lum's done spent that. He went in the county seat yesterday. Instead of buying potatoes and flour and stuff we needed, spent the whole $23 for carrots and lettuce just because he could get a good price on it.
Why, everybody's got their own vegetables this time of the year, haven't they?
Why, sure they have. Stuff will sit right here in spot. I'd rather have Mr. Dillbeck and all that green stuff.
Well, I'd like to sell him to you, Abner.
Oh, I'd love to have him the worst way. I can see him standing in that bank window just as plain. Just like this feller. His expression never changed. Try to borrow money, he'd just shake his head no. Never batted eye.
Tell you what I'll do, Abner. Mrs. Skimp is very anxious that I dispose of him. In fact, I have strict orders not to bring him home with me.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, it's nothing against him personally. Well, that is, see, we have no place to keep him except in the parlor. And he's eternally scaring Mrs. Skimp to death.
Well, what does he do, Mr. Squire?
Well, naturally, she walks into the room not expecting anybody to be there. And catches a glimpse of him and faints before she has time to reason out who it is. The whole thing came to a head this morning when she dropped a whole bowl of goldfish. She gave me orders to get him out and keep him out.
He went too far, huh?
Now, for that reason, I'm willing to make a sacrifice. Tell you what I'll do. I'll take $10 in trade here in the store for him, Abner.
$10. Dog, as I hate to try to beat the price down on as fine a land as Mr. Dillbeck, but that's just more than we can afford, Squire. I'll give you $5 in trade for him. That's the best I can do.
Well, you're a hard trader, Abner. But I'm going to take it. It's a deal.
All right, just put her right there.
In fact, before I came back down that main street and take all the slurring remarks that I had to on the way over here, I'd give him away.
Slurring remarks?
It's everybody trying to josh me. That Mose Moose stepped out of the barber shop with that comb in his hair and that razor in his hand and wanted to know where I was going to bury the body.
Down for that Mose.
And Grandpappy Spears hollered at me to pass by there and wanted to know if he could have the next waltz with me.
That old Grandpap can dance, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just glad to get him. He'll be a lot of company here in the store. But you want to take the groceries with you now, Squire?
No, I guess it'd be better if I got some of your skins to make out a list of stuff you need, Abner. Tell you, I'll run over there right now and then be back after a little.
All right, Squire. And much obliged for the deal.
Not at all, Edna, not at all. If you hadn't traded for him, I'd go and throw him in the mill pond.
Well, I'll see you later. All right. Mill pond. I know that I'm proud I got you, Mr. Dillbeck. I saved your life. That's what I done.
That's the prettiest suit of clothes he's got on I ever seen.
Yeah. Would be if it weren't so sun faded. And if you like checks. I believe I'll just take that home with me tonight and get Elizabeth to iron it good for me. He always looks so nice there in the bank. I just can't stand to see him looking so shabby. I'll put some overalls on him so he won't get cold here tonight. That's what I'll do.
Wait a minute, here comes Mr. Lum.
Huh?
I'm going to find out about that vice president business. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Oh, come in, Lum.
Morning.
Lum, I want you to meet Mr. Dillbeck.
Now, how do you do, Mr. What is that?
Don't you know him? You recollect Mr. Dillbeck that worked there in the bank at the county seat?
Where did this thing come from?
Mr. Abner bought it from Mr. Squire.
Bought it?
Well, I traded him $5 worth of groceries for it, Lum.
Swan to goodness, Abner. You ought to have a gardein. What do we need with a clothes dummy?
Why did this play clothes on and suits and overalls such as that? before like an up-to-date store with him standing around here, banking feller.
Oh, I'll be dead blamed. Here I've been out all morning trying to collect money, and you sitting around the store here doing your best to spend it.
I just give $5 for him, Mom.
Well, if we don't get some money collected in here, we may as well just close them front doors. Plenty of folks around here want it.
Wait a minute. There goes Ezra Seastock across the street there, Lom. He's owing us some money. Have you saw him yet?
No. I was over at his place and he weren't there. Now, there is a fella that ought to pay, too. Owes us $54.
My doggies, let me run out there and catch him. I'll collect it or mop up that street with him. $54, you say, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Ezra. Just a minute.
Well, if he collects that, I'll take my hat off to him. Oh, so this store's in bad financial shape, Sedgwick.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. Lom. What about that $23 I gave you?
Are you on that again, Sedgwick? I told you we don't owe you no $23.
Well, that's what I give you anyway.
Yeah, you had a $23 interest in the store, and we gave you a due bill for $50, so in case you got nervous about your invest, you could sell it and get your money back. And you sold it to Ms. Bates for $35.
Yeah, but you fellas never give me no money.
Miss Bates did. Give you $35.
Well, I'm going to tell McCall about it and see what he says.
Now, don't do that, Cedric. You know how high-strung he is. He'll think we'll beat you out of some money and he'll come over here and start a fight with us. Him working around them horses, shooing them all, and we ain't fit to fight him. I'd rather just give you an interest in the story rather than have any hard feelings.
Well, that's better. Am I still a vice president, too?
I reckon so. I don't care what you ask. I know if all of us start trying to live out of this store here, we'll be bankrupted in a week's time. And turn that dummy around. Standing there staring at me to where I don't know what I'm saying, Harley. Those are the wildest looking eyes I ever seen. And they won't stop looking at you. Staring at me to where I'm feared to raise my eyes.
Mr. Abner seems to think the world and all of him.
Yeah. He ought to have better sense than the trade for him. As long as he's done it, I reckon it's all right. He's always got to have a pet of some kind around here. That's better than having a cat or something he'd have to feed. Hard up as we are.
There he is, back already.
Granny's, he must have collected it to the way he's running. Did you collect the bill?
I told you I'd get it, Mom. That's blaming.
Well, good for you. Granny, that's nice work, Abner. With $54, we can get a lot of the stuff we're needing.
Yeah, well, he never had the cash money to give me, Lom. But I got the best of the deal.
Well, good.
We're getting 10 pairs of rabbits and a mule.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. 10 pairs of rabbits and a mule?
Yeah. How's that for swapping, Mr. Dillbeck?
I've got a special idea for all you thousands of Lum and Abner fans who use Alka-Seltzer. It's a quick little idea for you to remember in buying your Alka-Seltzer tablets. Have you ever thought about purchasing one small package and one large package from your druggist, both at the same time? Well, there's a good reason for it. You can keep the large package at home, where there's more room in the medicine cabinet, and carry the small one with you, in the glove compartment of the car, or in your lunchbox or your grip. Then you can refill the small bottle from the large one for economy. You see, you'll get more than 3 times as many tablets of Alka-Seltzer in the family-sized package for just twice the cost. So you save better than 33 1/3%. And besides, it's nice to have a small bottle for convenience in carrying Alka-Seltzer along with you. So remember, be smart, be thrifty, and you'll surely be wise if you buy Alka-Seltzer in both large and small size. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner tomorrow night at the same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over this station. Lou Crosby speaking. See you tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.